Two people are dead following an apparent murder-suicide this morning at the Cummins plant in Seymour. Police responded to the plant a little after 8:30 this morning. Our Steve Burns is at the scene. Steve, police say the situation is under control, but there's still a lot of activity there at the plant. What's happening now?
Yes, so we're standing outside here in the rain amongst a lot of other media. We haven't had police come address us yet, but there are more than two dozen police vehicles on the scene. We've seen SWAT team come in and out of the building. There's been a slow trickle of Cummins staff members coming out, but primarily the staff and guest parking lot is full.
Have you gotten any more information about the victims?
We haven't heard any specific information about the victim. Moments ago, though, we had a flatbed truck drive a car with a Cummins rear-view mirror tag on it of an employee parking. We believe that to be probably the vehicle of the shooter.
So it does seem that the employees, these were employees of Cummins.
Yes, it has been said that both the victim and the shooter were both employees.
Okay, thank you so much, Steve. And the governor did issue a statement a bit ago commending police for their quick response, and he also sent his best wishes to the family of the victim.